This is Gloria Minot Presents.
The Mistress of High Tension, that's The New Yorker, a flawless storyteller, The Washington Post Book Review, the Grand Dame of American Thriller Writing, The Los Angeles Times Book Review. From number one New York Times best-selling author and queen of suspense, Mary Higgins Clark, a new thriller as time goes by. So would you tell us, what's the inspiration for writing As Time Goes By? It reminds me of the title of a British comedy.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. Of course, it's the title of a song. But it was just the sense of it as time goes by. The basic story is a young journalist who has been searching for her birth mother, and she is covering the trial of a woman accused of murdering her husband, who has had Alzheimer's for 8 years. And I thought in both cases, time is going by for the girl who was Delaney, who was looking for her mother, and for the woman, 43-year-old Betsy, whose 58-year-old husband has had Alzheimer's for 8 years. So the time element kind of worked for it.
The title of Alzheimer's, this is not the first time you've dealt with this in your writing.
I'm not sure about that. I thought it was the first time.
First time? Okay. I remember we spoke sometime.
No, after 53 books.
Okay, it's hard to remember all of them.
Why? I have to say, let's see, did I do that?
Well, I thought we had a discussion about that at some times. But talk to us about why do you enjoy the suspense theme in your novels and stories?
Well, you know what it is, Gloria? It's what do you like to read is the first clue when people say, I know I can write a book, I want to write a book, I don't know what to write about. And I always say, look at your bookshelf. And what do you like to read? And most people say, oh, I'm eclectic. But I look at my bookshelves, and yes, I'm a reader of every category, but what do I love to read the best? Suspense. And that was my clue to the fact that that was where my field was. And I've been doing it ever since. And oddly enough, my first short story was a suspense story, but I never thought of myself as a suspense writer. I wrote about 30 more short stories that were published in the 50s and 60s, and not one of the other ones was suspense.
What have you got planned for the rest of the year and into 2017?
I have a contract for another book, which I'm working on now. We have a large family, widow, widower, married 20 years. I have 5 children and 6 grandchildren. John has 4 children and 11 grandchildren. And they all live near us, which is delightful. People say, you must have great reunions. We said, we don't need them. We never know who'll show up for lunch.
Finally, you've just...
I like the theater. I have 2 summer homes, and one of them is up in Cape Cod, and the other one is down in Spring Lake. And I've used both those backgrounds for stories, for novels. So no place is ever a waste.
You've just celebrated 40 years of the publication of Where Are the Children? 40 years. You've been a prolific writer. You've sold millions of books in this country alone. You've had about 100 million copies sold. How does it feel to be so accomplished as a writer?
Oh, you know, I feel very blessed. I mean, each book is a new accomplishment, and you'd better not take your readers for granted. Long ago, an editor said to me, Mary, you could write the phone book once. And I absolutely agree with that, because if you let down, if you say my name spells books, you're letting your readers down. And they will say to each other, well, she used to be good, but you know, it's boring. She does the same thing. So that's when they start looking for other writers. So I want every book to be my very first book, and that I'm completely satisfied with what I put out there.
Mary Higgins Clark, her new thrilling novel is called As Time Goes By. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely to speak with you again.
Take care.
www.gloriaminot.com